Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Sheni Daf Yud Beis. We are starting Yud Alf Amud Beis about two lines up from the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, with the quote from the Mishnah, Meister Sheni Nitan L'Achila V'Chulu, and Vilzer Sadaf. It's at the beginning of Ches Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah Basra Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had said that one is allowed to eat, drink, and anoint himself with Meister Sheni. The Gemara says, Nitan L'Achila, Shekasu B'Achila. The reason why it's allowed to be eaten is because it says eating in regards to Meister Sheni. We've had this pasuk before. It says you're allowed to spend it on whatever you want. You shall eat it there. So we see the Meister Sheni is allowed to be eaten. Yud Beis Amud Aleph on top. L'shtia. How do we know one's allowed to drink it? Shashtia b'chal achila. Because drinking is included in eating. So the Gemara asks, Minai shashtia b'chal achila. How do we know that drinking is included in eating, especially in regards to Meister Sheni? So Rabbi Yehuda Shamar Amar Ada. Rabbi Yehuda suggests that we learn it from here. The pasuk tells us, Akeinu Amarti L'Bnei Yisrael Kol Nefesh Mikem Loisai Chadam. Therefore, I've told the Bnei Yisrael, no one among you is allowed to eat blood. Now, Manan Kaiman, what are we referring to in the pasuk? In Bedam Shekarash. If you want to say that when the pasuk says eating blood, it's referring to congealed blood, so you can actually eat it. But we have a brass that says dam shakarash eino loy oichel v'loy mashke. That congealed blood is not oichel or mashke. So that's not what the pasuk is talking about. Elokinan kaimin. What's it referring to? Kimois shahu, as it is, meaning liquid blood. Batara karas oisa achila, and the Torah called it eating. The pasuk said, "Don't eat blood," and that's talking about liquid blood. So we see that drinking is called eating. However, the Gemara asks on this. Vatani, we have a brass that says himchas achelev ugmai. If a person took chelev, forbidden fat, and he liquefied them by heating them up and then swallowed that liquid. Or hikbas adam, he solidified blood, va'achlay, and he ate it, harei z'chayiv, he's chayiv. So you see that if one eats congealed blood, he's chayiv for that. Therefore, it's very possible to say that when the pasuk tells us don't eat blood, it is referring to congealed blood. And the Gemara continues clarifying, ma'avadla, loy oichel v'loy mashke. How do we understand this braisa? That congealed blood is not oichel or mashke. We clearly see that congealed blood is considered oichel. And we skip the words of Yaina. The answer is, eino loy oichel tami tomas oichelin. Congealed blood is not considered food in as much as that it cannot become tami with tomas oichel. And v'lay mashke, it's not considered liquid either, l'tami tomas mashkin, to become tami with tomas mashkin, and that's what the braisa means by saying that congealed blood is not oichel or mashke, but one would be oivor for eating congealed blood. Therefore, we don't have a raya that achila is included in shtia from this pasuk of blood. So Gemara continues, chaz Rabbi Yehuda v'sham min hacha. Rabbi Yehuda went back and he learned from the following. In regards to Meister Sheni, the pasuk tells us, v'nasata kesef b'chol asher tam nafshecha, you can spend the money on anything you desire, and the pasuk continues by saying, b'yayin uvashechar, on wine and aged wine, v'ach and you can eat it. Now, man and kamin, what's it referring to when it mentions wine and that you could eat it? If you want to say that we're talking about pouring Meister Sheni wine into a dish, so when you eat the dish, it's like you're eating the wine, that ruins the taste of the wine. And we're actually not allowed to use Meister Sheni wine for that. You can't just take Meister Sheni wine and pour it into a dish. It ruins the taste of the wine, so that's ruining the Meister Sheni. As it must be in the pasuk says that you could use Meister Sheni funds to buy wine and you should eat it, it's referring to drinking wine. So we see that drinking is included in eating. However, once again, we don't have a rai because Rabban de Kesar and Amrin, the Rabban of Kesaria say, Tifta, we can explain this as follows, Be'ilin or Zanaya v'gamzuzinaya is referring to rice and gamzos, and if one pours wine into these two dishes, it actually improves the taste, and so one would be allowed to use wine for this, and in such a situation, we would say, Kala tofel achila kachila, anything which is secondary to eating is like eating, and therefore, when we pour the wine into the dish, and we're eating the dish, it's like we're eating the wine, and maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. So we don't have a rai from this pasuk that achila is kashtia. Continuing, Rabbi Yossi Shamalam and Hacha, so Rabbi Yossi relearns from here. We have a mission that tells us, let's say a person expressed a shvua as follows, shvua shaloi oichal. I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat, v'achal vishasa, and he ate and drank. The proper girsa is, eino chayev elo achas, he's only chayev one lav. Now, if you're going to tell me that achila and shtia are two separate things, he should be chayev two lavin. It must be from the fact that he's only chayv one lav that achila is included in shtia. Yud beis on beis on top of the Gemara continues, and the proper girsa is to take out this top line, chavraya amrin eino chayv al achas, and the girsa of the next couple words is either amr loin Rabbi Yossi, or perhaps it's better to be gyres amrin chavraya kumi Rabbi Yossi, that the chum said in front of Rabbi Yossi, asking him on this limud from the Mishnah, amrin de basra, say the end of the Mishnah. What does it say right afterwards? Shvua shaloi oichal ve'eshte. A guy makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat and drink. Va'achal v'shasa, and he ate and drank, chayv shtayim, he's chayv too, because he ate and drank. So we see from here that eating and drinking is two separate things. However, Biasi answers this by saying, ilu misha hayu lefanu shnei kikarim. Let's say a person had two loaves of bread in front of him. Va'amar, he said, shvua shalai echel kikar zu, shvua, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Chaz va'amar, then he went back and said, shvua shalai echel kikar zu, a shvua, I'm not going to eat that loaf of bread. Shem ein chayv shtayim, are you going to say that he's not chayv too? Of course he's chayv too. He made two separate shvuas. And that's also the understanding the safe of the Mishnah. When a person says, shvua, I'm not going to eat, and shvua, I'm not going to and a drink. So that's two separate shvuas, and therefore he's going to be chai for eating and drinking. But that doesn't mean that drinking is not included in eating. And therefore, when a person just says shvuah that I'm not going to eat, if he eats and drinks, he's only chai of one, because that's just considered like eating. So that's a limud from Rabbi Yossi, how we know achil is included in shtia. Now we have another limud. Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Pinchas shomalam and hacha. He learns from the following. Let's say a person says shvuah shaloi oichal, a shvuah that I'm not going to eat. Vachal oichlin she'inon ruin lachila, and he ate foods that are not fit for eating. Or v'shasa mashkin she'in ruin l'shtia, he drank liquids that are not really fit for drinking. Pater, because these aren't included in his shvuah. What do we learn from here? Ha imshasa mashkin she'ruin l'shtia chayev. It's mashma that if he drank something that is fit to drink, he's going to be chayev for that. However, lebi shvuah shaloi oichal, didn't he only make a shvuah that he's not going to eat, and he didn't say anything about drinking? It must be based off of this inference of ours that he's going to be chayev for drinking, even though he only expressed a shvuah of eating. That clearly tells us the shtia is included in achila. However, the Gemara tells us nicho masniso denan marin. This is all good according to our version of the Mishnah that we say, what did the person express? Shvuah shloi oichal, a shvuah that I'm not going to eat, and he didn't say anything about drinking. So we could say shtia is included in achila. Barum ki Rebbe, that's the proper girsa. However, according to Rebbe, the inon amar that he says shvuah shloi oichal v'shloi eshte, that the person clearly expressed a shvuah that I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink, so then we cannot learn that shtia is included in achila. Now we have another attempt at limud. Rav Chinuna shamalam and hacha. Rav Chinuna learns from here. Achal v'shas behelam echad. Let's say a person ate and drank in the same lapse of awareness. He's either talking about eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, or a non-kayin eating and drinking truma, and a chayv el achas, he's only chayv one. Now if you're going to tell me that shtia is not included in achila, he should be chayv two. It must be that shtia is included in achila. And yet another limud. Rav Abba Mari shamalam and hacha. Rav Abba Mari learns from here. When a person says vidoy maestres, when he's getting rid of all of his maestres every 3 years, he says the following, lo yachalti ba'ayni mimenu, I didn't eat from it in my state of aninos. Now, would we learn from here, Elish Asisi, that he's saying, I did drink from it? We know that an ayin is not allowed to eat or drink maestro sheni. And so it must be that since he's only expressing that he didn't eat from it, that shtia is included in achila. Now, we just clarify something in regards to the shvuah cases that we mentioned before. Nicha k'man to amar shvuah shloi oichal v'shasa. It's good according to the man to amar that the girsa is that he made a shvuah that he's not going to eat, and if he drank, he's going to be chayiv. That tells us that shtia is included in achila. Baram k'man to amar shvuah shloi eshte v'achal. According to the man to amar that the girsa is that he said, I'm not going to drink, and he ate, he would not be chayiv for that. Why is that? Shtia b'chal achila, vein achila b'chal shtia. Drinking is included in eating, but eating is not included in drinking. So if he only made a shvuah that he's not going to drink, he's not going to be over it by eating. And lastly, the Gemara says, is by mashma min hada. There are those who want to learn from the following. The pasuk in regards to Maaser Sheni tells us, lo yisucha lecha b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates, which means you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. And what is it that you're not allowed to eat? Maaser degancha v'tireshcha v'tzarecha. The maaser of your dagon, tiresh and yitzar. Now, what are these words referring to? So tireshcha zehayayin. Tiresh is referring to wine. V'yitzarecha, zusicha, and yitzar is referring to anointing oneself with olive oil. So what's the limud? Yud gimel aleph on the top. Atayra kara oisa achila. The Torah clearly calls drinking wine eating, because it says lo suchal lechol. You're not allowed to eat it, and it mentions wine. It must be the drinking is included in eating. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing the second part of this limud in regards to sicha, anointing oneself. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.